Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about cleaning tips once you've decluttered. What are cleaning tips that can save you time? Where can you be making cleaning mistakes? How often should you be cleaning? Learn cleaning tips as we continue our month focusing on a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Have a guest today. It's been a while since I've had an interview. I had a lot of fun with Angela. I have interviewed a couple times on her YouTube channel. If you are a cleaner, especially, have a B&B or Airbnb or rent, you're definitely going to want to check out her channel. Lots of great resources. And I have to admit, my fantasy would be that Angela would come and clean my house. Not only because she'd do an amazing job, but I would trust her in my space, which is super important to me. And if you're someone that does a lot of cleaning or looking for cleaning tips and tricks, definitely check her out and we will have a link for that. I always will do that. When I'm decluttering with a client, I always try to dust a shelf if I'm working on a bookshelf or sweeping up, just little things to clean. And so I wanted to have her on and get her thoughts and cleaning, especially anything that can save you time. You know, we have, since we moved, I've always said, I want my hair done and my house cleaned, and I have neither. And I've got to do my henna again. And I have to tell you, henna is such a huge process. I've been avoiding it because it just takes so much time. So if you have a great way to dye your hair that doesn't have chemicals, please keep me in mind and shoot me an email. I found something that might help that I might be trying, but the two things that I would pay the world for, I can't have right now. So it's been a little bit stressful. I really believe if you're going to spend the time to declutter that you are going to want to clean afterwards, especially if it's been a while, you're going to have a lot of dust. Cleaning can be boring. It can be stressful for some of us. Can be not that great like me. So I wanted to have a pro on that can give us some tips and tricks to save time on cleaning. And I'm excited to clean up my game a little bit. And actually, after I finish recording this, we have found that I like to now split it into two time. And so I'm going to do all the dusting today and all the Windexing, working on the mirrors. Is Windexing a word? I'm going to declare it a word. And I don't use Windex, but I think most people know what that is. Anywho, and do our guest bathroom. So then tomorrow we can clean all the carpets, do all the floors, and really scrub our bathroom and kitchen. And since the guest bathroom's kind of small, you can get that done easily. I'm a fan of green cleaning. And if you can clean green, I'm going to suggest it. Angela shares some tips. I also did another in April, I believe, with even more tips on green cleaning. It's going to save you time. It's going to save you money. You're not going to have that chemical smell in your house. And I learned from Angela a pro place for green cleaners. So you'll have a listen and learn where that is. I also believe if you regularly clean, you're going to have a great chance to have a handle on your clutter, right? One, when your space is clean, it just feels good. But if you're like, oh my gosh, I've got so much stuff I don't want to clean, and you commit to cleaning regularly, then that's going to help motivate you to declutter more, and vice versa. So let me tell you about today's guest. Angela Brown owned and managed one of the largest independent cleaning companies in North and South Carolina for 25 years. She's now the CEO of Savvy Cleaner Training for house cleaners and maids. And she hosts a daily YouTube show and podcast for house cleaners called Ask a House Cleaner. Welcome, Angela.
Well, thank you so much for having me on today. I'm super excited to be joining you.
Now, I have a question, because maybe I've been doing it wrong all these years. And so one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is I work with people in decluttering. If they're listening to the podcast, they want to clear clutter from their lives. Now, typically when I work with a client, say if I'm in the office and I'm doing the bookcase. I'm going to take the time to dust because I'm like, I'm there. I'm not like you. I'm not there to do a full cleaning, a deep cleaning. But my theory always was, I'm in here. I might as well dust and just do minor things. Do you think that's a good plan if someone's decluttering, or should they wait and clear the room and then clean? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a fantastic question. And what it comes down to is the energy that you have in the moment. Lots of people don't come in with a full clean, which is you're going to take everything off the bookshelf, you're going to wipe everything down, you're going to dust at the same time. It might be that you're having a conversation with someone in the same room. And during that time, you have a cloth in your hand and you are able to wipe the bookshelf down. So my suggestion is I would wipe it down while the energy and the opportunity presents itself. You can always come back and do a deep clean later, but if that's all the time you have right there, I say use it to your best advantage.
Fantastic. Now, what are some cleaning hacks that we can do to save us time? And I love that you responded about energy, because decluttering can stink. A lot of people find it boring, and I always say declutter when you have the energy, when it's good for you. If you're a morning person, don't try to declutter in the evening. So what are some things we can do to save time when cleaning?
Well, I think it's not just cleaning first, but it's also decluttering, because the decluttering comes before you can actually clean. And as far as a hack goes, I think the biggest hack, and we use this a lot in cleaning, but we also use it in decluttering and organizing and all these things, is to be very clear about the outcome that you're looking for. So for example, let's say that you have 1 hour and you say, I'm going to attack my entire closet. Okay, what does that mean? And before you begin, before the hour starts, be very clear about what the finished project looks like, because lots of people will go inside and then they wander around and they spend an hour and they do little bits of this and that, but because they were not clear of the outcome, then they don't recognize it when it arrives. So is the outcome you're going to get rid of 2 garbage bags of stuff? And if that's the outcome, then go in with 2 garbage bags and you're done when you have those 2 bags full. If it's creating more space, what does that look like? Does that mean that this whole rack is going to be organized and you have a place for your work clothes, right? Mm-hmm. Then if you are completely clear about what the outcome looks like, then you will recognize it when you get there. And I think lots of people in the decluttering space get really frustrated because they haven't articulated what the finished job looks like.
You think like an organizer. That's fascinating. I think that's great. So if we've decluttered and we're now like, okay, I've got everything ready to roll, I'm going to clean now. Are there any things that you recommend that can save us time?
Yes. First and foremost, frequency. Once we attack something and we clean it, it's that deep clean, which takes so much energy and so much time, but the maintenance of it is just a breeze. For example, the blinds, if they've got really thick, greasy, cluttery bacon grease or whatever on them, you've got to use a degreaser, you've got to hand wipe them. It's going to take you a really long time just to do one set of blinds. But once they're done, you can wander through with the Swiffer duster and you can do the entire blinds in about 30 seconds. So the secret and the biggest hack is maintenance. Get yourself on a maintenance program where even if it's every day, you do a little segment of your house. It doesn't have to be the whole house, just a little segment. But once you do that little segment, just maintain it, and then it's quite easy.
I love that. We have very similar philosophies, because I say that with decluttering. Let's get it done. But once we do, we have to maintain it so it doesn't go back to the way that it was. So if I'm understanding you, because I've read different things, I've always said there are 2 things I can't live without: getting my hair done and having a cleaner, and I haven't had both and I'm ready to pull my hair out. But I've wondered, so are you saying to some people like it may be good to just take a day, every day do something, or have one big clean on Saturday morning?
Well, that's a great question. And what it comes down to is it comes down to daily, weekly, and biweekly chores. And so when you hire a professional house cleaner, oftentimes you're not hiring them to do your daily chores. You're hiring them to do your weekly or your biweekly chores. And so instead of having a great big day where you're doing those weekly or biweekly chores, it is your responsibility as the homeowner to do those little daily chores every day. Those are things like washing your dishes and making your bed and wiping the bathroom sink off after you've brushed your teeth to wipe up any loose toothpaste or what have you. So those are little tasks that you can do on a day-to-day basis, but there will always be other projects that are deep projects like spring cleaning or cleaning out cupboards or reorganizing things or whatever. And you can put that on your schedule to do that once a week or bi-weekly, or you can hire a professional. But the whole object is that as the homeowner, you do the daily chores on a daily basis.
Excellent. Now, I've seen this debate on Facebook and I kind of laugh. How often do you recommend? I'm going to assume it's different for different things, but people are like, I laughed. How often do you wash your sheets? And some of the answers really scared me that people, I was like, yeah, you might want to up the schedule on that. So do you recommend, for instance, I think you're probably going to clean the toilet more frequently than maybe say the blinds, but you might disagree with that, I think most things need to be done weekly, but what is you as a pro, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I'm a germaphobe. I spend all day, every day around germs. And so I ask myself this question, if I were to wear a shirt for 8 hours a day, how many days would it take before I needed to wash it? And the answer is maybe one, right? Two. And so if you're sleeping on those sheets every night for 8 hours, how long can you sleep on them before they need to be washed? So I would say at least, at the very least, at the very bare minimum, at least once a week. But if you'd like to wash them more frequently than that, that's up to you. But please don't go any longer than that because then it just gets weird and creepy and smelly.
All right, you've heard it from the pros. That's all I'm saying. No, it was a really fascinating debate. And these were people my age. These weren't like 20-year-olds right out of college or in college, which I can understand if they wouldn't do it as frequently. What would you say are the biggest mistakes people make when cleaning? I'm sure I'm doing something wrong.
There are so many. Wow, where do I start?
Give us your top three or four, whatever you think you see people are making.
So I think one of the biggest mistakes is that people will find a cleaning chemical or solution that they love. And then they say, well, because this is an extra dirty project, if I use more of this solution, it will do a better job. And the reality with chemicals is they are designed to do a specific task. And so more chemicals is not the answer. For example, if you have a bucket of water that you're going to be mopping your floor with and you add too much soap to it, it's going to turn your whole entire floor sudsy. More is not necessarily better. There's a very distinct rule with chemicals, and this is the biggest mistake I see, is that there are chemists that go to school for 4 years. Most of them go on to get their doctorate, so they spend anywhere from 7 to 10 years in school. And then they go into laboratories and they have these limited studies where they're able to test things from every different angle and they come up with the exact concoction. And they say, this will do this. And then they guarantee it, they warranty it, and they create SDS sheets that are the safety data sheets to say, this is how to stay safe and careful when using this product. One of the biggest mistakes that I see, it's with homeowners and it's with house cleaners alike. They say, oh, let's see, I've been cleaning for 3 weeks. I think I should mix this chemical because I can come up with a better solution than the chemist. And so my first rule, and I'm really emphatic about this, if you are not a chemist and you did not go to school for chemistry, do not, under any circumstances, mix chemicals. It's just not wise. You will never win.
What is it I read somewhere? That's a great tip. Is it bleach and ammonia that can kill you? There's something that I know that I've seen that people, because I've seen it frequently, and I thought, well, enough people must be doing this that they have to cite that.
There are a lot of toxic chemicals out there, and this is when they're mixed. When you mix chemicals, what you do is you create an instability with a product that says it is safe to use in this particular circumstances under this particular set of parameters. And when you change the parameters and you change the pH level, all of a sudden you now run the risk of damaging surfaces and all kinds of stuff. So when it comes to bleach, the rule with bleach is this, and this is the easy way to remember it. Don't ever mix bleach with anything.
Perfect.
Don't ever mix bleach with anything. You can dilute it. You can put water in it, but do not mix it with any other chemical at any other time. And if you do use bleach, not a fan of bleach, but if you do use bleach, make sure that you wash and rinse all traces of it before you come back with a different chemical.
Overwhelm with stuff. Can't find what you need when you need it. Tired of wasting time and energy maintaining your mess. Longing for peace of mind. get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Physical Got Clutter 365 journal prompts supports you in clearing your physical clutter. Free gift purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life. That is great advice. I'm not a fan of bleach either. So do you have any suggestions for people? Like, what are your favorite products for the bathroom? I like to be as green as possible, but I also know, you know, then you definitely have to keep on top of stuff, because if you let it go, you're going to get mildew in the bathroom or something. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the products that we use at the Savvy Cleaner training is the Otoban line, which is the 32X Professional series from Otoban. It's the Earth Choice series. It is Green Seal certified. It is Safer Choice certified. And those are going to be your earth-friendly products that have matched all of the other competitor products that are on the market as far as the efficiency and the effectiveness goes. But they are friendlier to the earth and they have less VOCs and all that stuff. So the rule of thumb when it comes to chemicals is this. When you're doing a deep cleaning, you go into a house, let's say that it hasn't been cleaned. I'm just going to make this up because we know this never happens. But let's say that it hasn't been really deep cleaned in 8 months to a year. And there's all kinds of icky, sticky, gunky stuff going on. When you come in, you're going to have to come in with all of your heavy duty chemicals to completely erase all of that and reset the property back to living safe, healthy, standard conditions. But then when you come back in, you can do all of your maintenance cleaning with very limited chemicals. You don't need a lot of chemicals to maintain at all. And one of the biggest fun things with microfiber cloths is you can do a lot of cleaning and sanitizing with nothing more than a microfiber cloth and some distilled water.
Oh, that's a great, I love microfiber cloths. I think that you do. I think that that's an excellent tip. Are there any brands that you recommend, or they're pretty much the same across the board?
Well, my background is with professional house cleaners. So with professional house cleaners, we buy all of our supplies from Microfiber Wholesale, and they offer us the same prices that they offer all of the major franchises that do house cleaning professionally. And so it's even if you're just one or two people, you can buy all of their products at those same reduced prices. So you can buy microfiber cloths on Amazon. There are a lot of distributors that carry microfiber cloths. The key with microfiber cloths is this. Microfiber cloths are actually no more friendly to the environment than paper towels. And so they're made of recycled plastic and they're not biodegradable and all these things. But if you take care of your microfiber cloths, they can last up to 500 washes, which makes them a better choice for us than paper towels, because we can use them over and over and over and over and over again, getting the most use out of them without being so unkind to the earth. So I kind of hate the fact that they're not biodegradable and whatever, but that is why we use the microfiber cloths. But there are lots of distributors that sell them on the market.
Fantastic. But that's a great point. It's a choice with everything. And if you can use it for 500 washes, that in the long run, I think is better. And I also believe personally, we have the ability to think these things and solve these problems. We just don't have people that want to do it. So we've got to get more of us that are interested in pushing forward. What other products do you like besides the microfiber cloth? I'll tell you what we got and that I love and was worth every dime, although I got it on sale because that's how I operate. We got a mop steamer and I absolutely love this thing. It to not have to do a bucket, like it's worth everything to me. Are there any other tools that you think are really great and good time savers and are going to be really useful?
Yes, you just mentioned the steamer. And what I want to suggest about the steamer is there are a lot of steamers now that are on the market that are designed for hardwood floors. We've always avoided hardwood floors. And the secret, if you're going to use them on a hardwood floor, is the technique. Because if you warp a floor, then it removes all of the glue where the boards come together. Or if you use it on a laminate floor, it can pick up the glue that's stuck to the floor that holds it in place. So you want to be really careful with it. And it's speed. And that's the beauty of steam, is you steam right over the top of it. It cleans it. It sucks everything away and it's dry. So you want to do it very, very quickly. Like don't stop. Don't leave it with the heat on one spot. You want to just keep it in motion. But one of the cool things about the steamers today is that there are handheld steamers that unattach from the steamer itself. So like the steamer that I use has a floor piece, and then you can unattach it. And it has these other little pieces where you can clean out the inside of your stove or your oven with zero chemicals, or you can go into a really nasty shower and you can clean all of the grout with just the steam. It's amazing the tools and techniques that are available today. And so they're not cheap. You're going to end up spending somewhere between $100 and $150 just for a home version. But one of the cool things about having it is it will remove a lot of the chemicals that you would use on a regular basis. And then it keeps your home more environmentally friendly for those maintenance jobs in between.
We got one that has the detachable one, because I'm like, I know I'll use in the bathroom. And so it is. And I think that it's really wonderful. Now, my question for you is, do you have any hacks for the baseboards? Because someone wanted me to ask that. For cleaning baseboards, I don't know if it's to save time or, you know, I always wonder, you see these little things on Facebook that do the little videos. I'm like, are those legit or is that someone just trying to see if I'm dumb enough to fall for it? So they wanted me to ask about baseboards. Do you have any tips for baseboards?
Yes, well, baseboards in the US are called skirting boards in the UK. So whether it's skirting boards or it's baseboards, they are high traffic areas. And so every time you walk in the house, that's where it takes the brunt of everything. So every time you vacuum, you're getting the dust kicked up onto the baseboards. And so one of the things that I recommend is that you clean them with every vacuum. So if you vacuum your floors every single day, wipe those baseboards down. Now, because I'm a professional house cleaner and I'm trained to do this, it's just part of my habit. I carry a duster in the back of my pocket. Now, a homeowner is not going to have a duster in the back of their pocket, but if you do, and you're vacuuming your floors, you can wipe them down as you go. If you're a homeowner and you're looking for a hack, if you will, I don't really believe in hacks. I think they're just good techniques. How would you say that you excel at? You've practiced them over and over again. You get really good at them. But you can take the hose on the vacuum cleaner. And one of the fun things, if you have a hose on the vacuum cleaner, is to put the crevice tool on first, go around the room in all of the corners where the carpet meets the wall, then come back around with the brush, do all of the baseboards, and then vacuum your way out of the room. That way, all of the crevices, all of the corners, all of the baseboards are vacuumed. Everything is nice. And then you've got all those carpet lines following you outside the room. So that's a nice way we do it when we clean people's homes professionally.
That's awesome. I'm going to need to find someone that's been trained by you. Now, I have to share this. You can appreciate this. So for one anniversary, my husband got me a rainbow vacuum cleaner. I have to tell you, that is amazing. We went to some event and they said, we'll come in and do a home demo. And because we have cats, I'm like, we're getting one of these, because I could not get over the amount of cat hair. And I vacuumed weekly. But the amount of cat hair, and I'm just fascinated by that. Do you have a favorite vacuum cleaner that you love or that you use or recommend?
Well, the Rainbow is an amazing vacuum. I'm a big fan myself of the Rainbow vacuum. We don't use it as a professional because we're going up and down people's stairs, and to carry a Rainbow vacuum that has water in it or whatever is clunky and big, and then you end up banging the walls of the stairwell as you go up, or you spill it, or you get top heavy and you topple down the stairs. Lots of reasons we don't use it. But as a professional house cleaner, especially right now during the COVID era, we're recommending that all house cleaners actually use the homeowner's vacuum, that they don't bring in their own. And the reason being is on the bottom of the vacuum, this is the part that touches the floor. If I go to a home and they have four dogs and five children, and I'm vacuuming up Cheetos and dog hair and all these things, it's not fair for me to take my vacuum, throw it in the back of my car, and then go to the next customer's house who have no dogs, no kids, and none of the Cheetos and things on the floor to vacuum their carpets and run that over their carpets as well. Because whatever's on the bottom plate of the vacuum and the wheels is what's touching the next person's carpet. And so we don't recommend, for cross-contamination purposes right now, to take your vacuum into any home. So we're recommending house cleaners use the customer's vacuum. And if you need to work something out with the customer where they buy a new vacuum, let that be the case right now. It's a really good time to invest in a vacuum. for that very reason. It's just when you have a vacuum cleaner, you have to decontaminate it between every single house. And as a professional, that is a real challenge if you have two or three or four houses in the course of a day. And our cars are just not big enough to carry around three or four different vacuums for that very purpose. And so what we're talking about is the dental floss and the hair that gets caught up in the roller brushes. Those all need to be cleaned out. The canister needs to be cleaned out between every single use of the vacuum. And so all these new vacuums that don't have the bags, that's awesome. Now with the rainbow, you've got the gunk and the water and the hair and all that stuff. Can you imagine if you didn't clean that out and sanitize it between every house? If a professional were using that, it could get really icky really quick. And so we recommend that, and you asked me what my favorite is. I've been able to use almost every kind of vacuum on the market because of our customers' homes. And I do use the customer's vacuum. But right now, I really recommend using the customer's vacuum.
That's excellent. And that brings up another point. Do you have any thoughts for people on how to keep them safe as well as if they're going to have a home cleaner since someone come in? What are your recommendations so everyone can be as safe as possible?
Well, right now, the focus is on staying COVID-free because right now as we're recording this is during the 2020 pandemic where lots of people have stayed home. And so what we're asking everyone is this, are you sick? And if you're sick, please cancel on your house cleaner because they don't need to get sick. And if your house cleaner is sick, please have them cancel on you. Because one of the biggest things that we have to protect ourselves from right now is the possibility of catching something that will take us out for the next couple of weeks. If you have the COVID, you have to stay home in quarantine for a couple of weeks. And that means whatever you are going to do for the next couple of weeks has to go on hold. And so in order to keep yourself safe, you have to be honest and you have to be fair. And so if you're sick, if you're not feeling well, if you have a cold and you're not sure, please cancel. Please cancel on your house cleaner. And what can you do out of the privacy of your own home? I'm a real stickler on this. This is not COVID related. This is allergy related. And as a house cleaner, I've been in people's homes every day for 25 years. And so there's all kinds of sickness and flu and allergies. And I'm allergic to pet dander and dust and ragweed and all kinds of stuff. And so one of my go-tos, and this I just happen to have this. This is not an ad. But this is apple cider vinegar and lemon juice. And it's the nastiest drink you'll ever have. I drink it all the way down to the label. And then I put 2 ounces of apple cider vinegar in it and two ounces of lemon juice. And I drink one of these every single day. Now, what happens is it clears out my entire sinuses and it keeps me from getting a cold or the flu or whatever. And so I haven't called in sick in 14 years. And so my husband and I both drink it every day. He hasn't called in sick for 21 years. So it's a nasty drink. You would think that you would get accustomed to the taste and I don't. It's still like, but it's fantastic to keep from getting sick.
That's a great tip. So I'd like you to also then, if someone's looking to hire someone, I know when I come into someone's home, it's personal. And I know this is my sanctuary. So anyone I want is going to come in. It's a relationship as far as I'm concerned. So what advice would you have for people who are looking to hire a pro?
Well, you just said it. You need to hire a pro. And what that means is, when a professional comes to your house, is this a person that has compassion? Is this a person that has been trained? Is this a person that understands that maybe cleaning is not your priority, right? If you come into someone's home and you're a house cleaner and you shame them and you say things like, oh my goodness, I can't believe how messy your house is. That's the wrong house cleaner for you. This is not a person that understands the way of your life and can best help you. So get rid of that person and get a person that understands that maybe you've been raising kids or maybe you've been working full time or whatever your priorities are. A priority of a house cleaner is they come in and they do what they do best, which is house cleaning. And the reason you're hiring them is because that is not your priority. And so my suggestion is you have to hire someone who understands you, that you know, like, and trust. And here's the reason why. A home, for the most part, is a person's largest asset. And when you're inviting a perfect stranger into your home, this is not somebody that's going to come in once and clean. It's possible that this person is going to come back every week or every other week for the next 5, 10, 15 years. You're inviting someone into your home. This is going to be a long-term relationship. And so you want to take your time and you want to find the right person because this person is going to be around your personal stuff, around your pets, around your kids, around your elder parents, and you need to hire a professional that understands you and your family. If you hire somebody and you have any doubt, walk away. It's not the right person.
Excellent advice. Before we moved, we had our cleaner for 12 years. That was really, I think that's great advice. Now, I always, at the end of the podcast, like the guests to offer some take actions. So for people who are watching and listening, what would you say? What are some take action steps that they can take? Whatever you choose.
One of the largest take action steps that I would recommend is that you're honest with yourself about your living situation. And when I say honest with yourself, if you stop to think, lots of us do things for other people, but are we willing to do for ourselves? And so, do you deserve a clean place? And my suggestion would be, yes, you do. I believe that everyone deserves a clean place to live. There are so many benefits from living in a clean, organized home. And so my takeaway for you is this: give yourself permission to live in a clean, organized home. And what that looks like is different for every single person. But if you wake up every day and you do one thing to upgrade your lifestyle just a little bit in your home and then maintain it, you will find that it builds on top of each other. And soon your whole house will be clean and will be full of harmony. It's a home of balance. It's a home where you can find things when you're looking for them. And it brings a home of peace.
Outstanding. Now tell people how they can find out more information and tell them about your YouTube podcast.
Well, thank you so much for asking that. I have a training program that we have for house cleaners. This is professional house cleaners over at savvycleaner.com. And we do have a daily YouTube show and podcast called Ask a House Cleaner. And you'll find that on YouTube or any of your favorite podcast apps.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining me today, Angela. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
All right. Great. Thank you. On our next episode, we're talking about if it's good or if it's bad. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.